Kumlen Lablad Gemara, we are up to Dafnun Aleph, Amr Aleph, and Hazov, and Pedek Hazov. In the middle of the Sugya Vaynah, you're not supposed to deceive. And we learned a few cases of clients who were a bit too smart for their own good. Rather than deceive, what's the difference? Loisoinu is an act. It's less than fraud. Sorry? It knows value. It knows the value. You're why is that fraud? It could be. I think deceive is a better word. I think deceive is a better word. I'm not defrauded. Fraud is when I steal some money from you. I'm not taking anything away from you. The object is right in front of us. We all see it. I'm just not telling you the true value of it. That's more deception. In English language, that's deception. That's not fraud. Fraud is when I tell you owe me 100 when you owe me 150. Words, yeah. But but the lapoil, I'm not defrauding you, I'm deceiving you.
Fraud was more like embezzlement.
Yeah, exactly. Fraud is I take more money than you know. I take $150 when you owe me only 100. That's fraud. In my books, at least. Okay, Vaita.
You have fraud in your books?
I have three books. Everybody has two books. I have three books. Okay, who gave it? What about
doesn't even show himself?
Six lies above the Mishnah. Who gave the person? But he said, I missed the line here. Ahu Gavra, the Havinoket, about seven lines above the word Maslisin. Another story. There's a guy, the Havinoket, that was selling kipi, was selling all kinds of jewelry, lizavune, to sell. He yelled out, Kari, he yelled out, Shisin, he yelled out, I'm selling it for $60, Vishavich Hamishin, but it was only worth 50. Now, the fact is, we have the Yovele, Hamishin, Vichamish, if somebody gave him 55, he had a shekel. He made some money and he sold it. He's happy. Also, Hugaba, this client came along, a smart aleck. Well, he said, I guess, if I give him $55, have a mechil, it's less than a sixth. I'm stuck. Etin le shisin, I'll give him $60. The et ve eladina, I'll give him $60, and then I'll take him to the table because it's more than. Yeah, and overcharge me, and I'll get my money back.
Oh, you'll get back the 10.
I'll get back to 10, that's what I mean. Oh, what's the point? If I want to undo the deal, then why undo the deal in the first place? And it's a choice. Also, the Kamel Chim, until I've for the I'm no, you lost half a foul. If you gave him 55, if you gave him 60, you're stuck. You know, he overpaid thinking that he'll get his money back and he lost out. Why? Loishanu, when did we sell him a tag? He buy from a retailer. Retailer knows what he's doing. Avabalakech, but the buy ain't a little bit no about the buy. It's so sentimental for him, it's not worth more than it is. It's not cheating. Omel Avdim Yosha, correct. Chenar Blazer, Yosha, you didn't mark correct. Freddy Gemore Vanantana, we learned in the Mishnah Kishem. He passed him with Yosha.
The thing is, the guy, both of these people went into this arrangement open.
So what? The guy, the Baal boss, knows it's worth 50, but to me it's worth 60.
Correct, I'm saying, yes, I'm saying. So the buyer knew that there's a whole new shtus and he knew that how much.
But he wasn't Michael. He's not Michael. But he thinks he's daft, he gets money back. So where's the Mechila? We learned Kishem Sha'ino. Only Al Tanai. We'll see in later Gemara. Al Tanai. If he tells you it's worth this about tonight, then I know it's worth 50 and I'm selling you for 60. I want you to know that. If he's my dear, that's different. Then like you're being Michael. We learned Kishem Sha'ino. There's a tag as a Hedyid. Who's a Hedyid selling? Isn't that a Balabas? Man Hedyid La Balabais. Omar Al Chichida says, no, it's the kind of merchandise you sell. Some merchandise you become attached to. And it has more sentimental value. Some merchandise is so commonplace, even to you, it has absolutely no meaning. So he says, "Bid sadri yosef, if it's made out of canvas clothing that are always ready and easy to sell, and there's no personal attachment to it, then there is a din of an Avamani tashmishte, but personal clothes that you use, the kiriyale, that's expensive, it's tied to him, le mazni, don't sell, ila bedami seder, not for money. Abba Johnson.
Favorite suit.
Look at Mishnah. Echad halakeyach. Don't you have your chasna suit still hanging around?
Wouldn't fit anyway.
Echad halakeyach. Echad hamoicher. Yesh lehen. I know. Side the lakeyach. Side the moicher. There's a din of a no. And there's a chiddush involved. As we'll soon see. Kishem shaylo. The head you kachel. The tag. We just quoted that. Just like he's a no for a head. He's a no for a tagger. And there's a chiddush in each one. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer ain't no the tagger. He disagrees. He says that the merchant is no no. He knows what the price. He knows what the costs are. What do you mean he ain't no? How can he be cheated? Who should have known? And then the Mishnah continues, Misha Hutul Allah, whoever is the one who's the victim, if it's exactly a shtus, well, this Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi wrote the Mishnah like himself. Even a shtus, you have a choice. If you want, I can unravel the whole deal, give me back all my money. Or give me back the extra money that you cheated. Not like Rav Nosson, who we paskin, like Rav said before, we paskin Rav Nosson, that says when it's exactly a shtus, all you do is you get your money back, but the deal remains standing. The Rebbe held that no, that even a sixth, you have a choice of the deal, to unravel the deal, get your money back. And that's what this Mishnah is paskin like Rebbe. So I think more of it on, really, how do you know? How do you know that goes to both that side of Moichah, side of the Lokeya? That's talking about the Moichah. Then Altoinu, Ainli, El Shasan, Lokeach, says, well, the Moichah shouldn't cheat the Lokeach. How do you know? And it's Anna Moichah, and how do you know that the Lokeach cheats the Moichah? How do you know also that the same thing applies to Mleimer? Oi, Connor. Altoinu, Vitzich, the Michtav, the Kayah, the Moichah. We need to write both. Because only the seller, I would think, Bishop the King, we're warning him, don't you dare cheat, because he knows exactly what the price should be. And he has no excuse why he doesn't. He knows what he paid, he knows the expenses. So therefore, he knows. Avo, who doesn't know about prices, maybe the Tebuchal doesn't even warn him that he shouldn't cheat, because he doesn't know how to cheat, he doesn't really know the true value of everything. Because we would say, you know why the Lekeach, we warn him, because he's ahead. Because he, at the end of the day, has an item which is worth something, and this item stays with him for a while. Money whittles away very, very quickly. So the Lekeach, even if he, I would have thought, okay, he's buying it, how many inches of the Knesset, the fact of the matter is, you bought something, Avol Meich. That would come over. The Meich is on the back foot, because when he sells something, all he gets is money, and then eventually he spends all the money. What does he have left after a week? Nothing to show for it. The Amin is Zavin Oivid, the one who sells always loses. Eimeloy Hazach Money Rachmanus in him. Because why sell? Because you need the money, and then the money you spend, you have nothing left. So maybe we have Rachmanus and not even warn him not to cheat. But Loy Sainu, Tzirchid, if we need both. Rabbi says there's no I know when it comes to a merchant. Why not? Mishum Shahu Tagir, Eimeloy, no. What do you mean? Doesn't make sense. Why should a tagger not have any or no? Why shouldn't he be also in a case where he could be cheated out? But tagger safsa shanu. We're talking about, you know why? They're talking about a tagger who all day buys and sells. He knows every price, exactly what it is and where it is. And if it's a little black like this, it's worth this much. He knows everything. So if he got cheated, then he should have known better. But tag is Safshani, a trader, so it's not just an ordinary retailer who can maybe sell an item once a week, you know, this particular item. It's a trader, constantly in and out of this particular business. My time, I made the other vintage Kamishav, you know exactly how much it's worth. So if he agreed to the price, he's a Huli Achel Gabe, he was Moide. Behind the Zov Nahachi, so why Taka did he sell it for a lower price? If it's worth $10, sell for $8. Why did he sell for $8? Because he knew there's another deal coming along that if he had the cash right now, he could buy something for $8 that's really worth $15. So he'd be way ahead. He has all these chesbainers whirling through his head. All those wheels are twirling away because he has everything worked out. You ever meet these kind of people? Mm. They're constantly sitting there making chesbainers and this and that, because that's what they do. He has another deal come by his way. Now he's changed. What happened? That deal maybe fell through. So now he's crawling along. Hey, I charge you too little. You knew what you were doing at the time. You had a chesbain. You calculated it. And you were meichel. Now it didn't work out. So you want this. That's your talk. That's right. Rashi says, "My aim with tagger, you know." He says, "No, we mean there's no I know by a tagger that a tagger cheats. Ain't I betoydus I know? Maybe forget. By a tagger is different. A tagger doesn't. If you deceive a tagger, you have to reimburse him, but not the way we normally say that. You know, only above a six is one thing, and a six is another thing, and less than six is meichel. There's no such thing. Shafilu pachas mechdei ano chayzer. A tagger even less than loki bechayzer. Why? Because this is his livelihood." This is what he does. This is panosa. The guy who bought it, that is livelihood. He bought it because he wants it. But the shengman from the moicha, we have more rachmanis on the moicha because this is his livelihood, and you're taking away from his panosa. Tanik, Rav Nachman, we learned like Rav Nachman. That's up to my trader. If you don't even tag it, ain't like no. I'm ipnei shubaki because he knows what he's doing. Not because we have more rachmanis and therefore we're stricter with the tagger. No, we learned that we're not stricter with the tagger. Forget, there's no I know at all because he was meichel. He knew exactly what it is. What he's up to. Mishnah, you're joining. My name is Lechayda. Who's the author about Mishnah? Lechayda, late Rabbi Yehuda. I'm not. I'm not saying when it comes to shtus, that word, all you get is your money back. And when it comes to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi said. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said that he had meicher al yona. That it seems that only the meicher can either get his money, can get the merchandise back, or give back the money, or get back the cheating money. And here we're talking about the kech. If it abnos in the Mishnah said that you have a choice, and abnos clearly there's no choice whatsoever. What comes a shtus, all you do is you get your money back. You can't unravel the deal. The Mishnah talks about an example that the kech has a choice, but the Braise says that the meicher has a choice. Umber Rabbi Elazar says, I know, so this Mishnah, I don't know any day Mishnah, I'd attack, I don't know who, maybe it's a third opinion. It seems they're learning right now that Pshat in the Mishnah is only the Lekeach has a choice. He's the victim, he has a choice. Not if the Meich is a victim. Who's that? Rabbi says, really, it's Abnasin. Actually, added the Braiser, Abnasin holds that that you have a choice. Either one, the Lekeach or the Meicher, has a choice. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi holds only the Meicher has a choice. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is not our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is about the Lekeach. Our Mishnah must be Rabbi Nasi. However, Rabbi says, no. La'ilam Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, that this Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and I pass Rabbi Nasi, but this is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi makes no difference whether it's Lekeach or whether it's the Meicher, because exactly, Shtus, you have a choice. The Mishnah only talks about the Lekeach, and the Braise, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, talks about the Meicher, but they're both exactly the same din. You have a choice. Omer Ravashi, he says, Ravashi, Dekenami, I'll prove it to you that our Mishnah, even though it talks about the Lekeach being the victim, you have a choice, the Mishnah also meant to include the Meicher. The Mishnah starts out, Echad HaLekeach, Ve'echad HaMeicher. So the Mishnah starts out, he's talking about both, and then even though it gives examples of one, the same examples apply to the other. Omer Fajr Lekeach, Shmamino Shiru Shaila LeMeicher, Shmamino is a good idea. Eat what we learned. The sugi will have more makis in another year. Eat what we learned. A guy says to his friend, "I'm manas she'ain loch alay." You know, I'm selling you an object on condition that you have no comeback to me with oino. No comeback with oino. Rab Omar, and his question is he saying to him that the Torah's din of oino doesn't apply, or is he saying that even though the Torah doesn't apply, but you can be meichel me?
Oh, because the guy with the first opinion ain't all the mas now mas.
We'll see. By Monman, maybe it's different. The question is: this is the same machlekes? We'll see. The Rabbi Yehuda may have a machlekes if he can make it tonight. Al mas kosa b'toyda by dovah shev mumman. Rabbi Yehuda says yes. The mayor says no. But a man marries a woman. He says a condition: I don't have to give you any clothing. So the mayor says the tonight's bottle. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The tonight can't be dovah mumman. So is that what we're talking about over here? That I'm saying that the taydas didn't should apply, or am I saying no? Of course, taydas didn't apply. But you're not going. You're going to be meichel me. You're allowed to be meichel. Rav Amar, yes, I can't make such deals. And Shmuel Amar, yes, ain't loyal of no. The deal is valid deal, and there's no one. He's lame, lechayda. Rav, right now the Gemara understands that Rav holds that I can go against the Torah by loving mom. And Rav, the Amar, Rav Shmuel holds you can go against the Torah like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav was like a maid. Amar, can I maid? What's the maid? So Shmuel, don't Rabbi Yehuda. What's the maid Yehuda? That the Tanya we learned. The Tanai is bottle, because you can't make a Tanai against a Tater. Not by Oina, you can't make a Tanai, but She'ebeksus, which is Dover Shemaman, the Tanai is valid.
She's
exactly. I hold for Rabbi Yehuda. I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and I hold that Rabbi Yehuda's word is also not stam going against a tailor. He can't go against a tailor. Even Rabbi Yehuda is saying, by mammon, you can be meichel. Every person has a right to be meichel money. You owe me $100. I can say, no, don't worry about it. I can be meichel.
So the tonight of the tailor is still kayim, just she's meichel.
That's it, exactly. So the tailor's din is a kayim, but she's meichel. I don't mind. Don't give me clothing. I don't mind. So Rav says, I don't have to buy into the argument of Yehuda Meir, because I can say that everyone will agree with me in my case over here when it comes to a no. That you can't force a mechilu there. Mashengi, mashengi, ksus, but I know you could. What's the chiluk? I guess. Ad kan le kamar, what is it? Anod amir Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan le Rabbi Yehuda. When's Rabbi Yehuda say that mashengi, ksus, you can be meichel and contract out of it? El the yoda, she knows exactly what she knows that she's entitled to ksheir. She knows she's entitled to ksus. And she says, you know what? No, don't worry about it. So therefore, v'kamachla, she's mefeidah, she's meichel. There's no ands, ifs, and buts. She knows exactly what she's getting into. She's going with her eyes wide open, and she knows what she's entitled to.
The whole thing is saying that I'll make myself my own money, you don't have to feed me.
If she wants to, yeah, that's something else. Yeah. I will hoch over here in the case of a no. What's a no? You might have deceived me. It's deception. It's not open, and therefore she doesn't know. She might think that maybe. The person might think that he didn't cheat me. Me yodah the machel. When are you machel? No, it's like when are you machel? When you know that you're that you owe me money, and I'm machel. Here, I'm not 100% sure that even that you owe me money. It's like maybe you're not cheating. I'm just saying to you, I'm selling you something, and don't come back to me with any kindness. Do I know right away that you're cheating me? No. So therefore, I don't know to be Moichel, Rashi. Oh, no, Rashi, let's go back to Moichel. Yeah, back to Moichel. Yeah, that's Rav. Because maybe he actually thinks that there is no Inoh. The guy is so honest that he trusts him for so many years that he thinks there's no Inoh at all. So that's not called a Mechila. A suffix Mechila is not a Mechila. However, Shmuel says, I hold by Anoh, you can make a mechila, it can work out like a meir. Even a meir said that you cannot be meichel when it comes to a kusus. We made by Anoh, you could. Why? There he's telling her clearly, I'm going against the Torah. The Torah says this you're entitled to, and I'm going against it. So even though she's meichel, the fact is it looks like you're going against the Torah, you can't do that. Over here, he said, I'm selling a condition, don't come back to me any tinnitus, worth more, worth less, I don't care. So am I mefurish going against the Torah? No, because maybe the item tak is worth the price I gave you, or within a sixth of the price that I gave you. Rav says this is not a mechila. Yeah, but that's a vaday mechila. I know my blanket is sitting with you, and I said, don't worry about it, don't have to get back to me. So I'm Michael. Here the problem is, according to Rav, it's a suffix mechila. If you told me klar, you told my sheikh sus now. Yeah, but clearly that's a tidy. Oh, they're the tidy. He's right. The tidy is not saying you have to give it back to him. The tidy is saying that's a tzedakah, l'chati a tzedakah, to give it back. So the guy said, I don't want it. Okay. I understood from Mar Shmuel, who said that what you can opt out of this Aino business and tell the guy be moichel me. Oi, the guy said, a friend. If it depends on what he said. We'll have all this in Marcus. If he says, on the condition you have no tainus to me, ain't love enough, it's a valid tonight. If he says, I'm anas ain't boy Aino, he says, I'm selling on the condition that there is no Aino taking place. That then is contracting against the Torah. But if this, what it means, if he charged more than six, there is a not taking place. What are you doing? Hariyesh boy no. Because not mechila. In the first thing, I'm saying, you have no tainus to me, which what am I saying? Be moichel me. When I say, hari ain't boy no, what am I saying? That there is no metzias of no, but there is a metzias of no. So that's not a tonight. You can't make such a tonight. Because ain't boy, I'm not asking you to be moichel me. I'm just telling you a fact. And there it actually goes further that even if it's less than a sixth, the whole thing is a mekatos. Even if it's a sixth, normally we say that you're stuck. Here it's a mekatos because I said on condition there is no inoy and there was a no. So therefore it's a mekatos. Mesa, that's the question. There's an interesting way people to sell. Let's if I have slow merchandise and I can't get it off my shelf, I know that these people who know how to sell to in the market, whatever it is,
clearance specialists.
Yeah, but they're two kinds. So the guy comes with a few dollars in the hand and they give you 10 cents to the dollar. Then there are other people who give you more than that, but they're going to try to sell it for you, and then so you sell it to them piecemeal. You sell them piece of piece. You give them the whole lot. You take all this cheder. As you sell, you give it to me, and I can't tell you what price to sell it at because you know. Whatever price I sell, I'm happy. You get happy. I can't sell, period. So if you get 50 cents a dollar, I'll be very happy. 40, 70, I'll even be happier. So it's like on loan, but you sell it. It's consignment, but you owe me nothing until you sell it. But more than that, I cannot have any kindness to you what price you sell, because I can't say you should sell for more or for less, because there's no, I know, between me, the owner, the retailer, and this meckler who's in between.
But when you say to him, you sell...
At any price.
But what are you giving me? You're giving me the price that you sold at, or you got?
It's irrelevant. We don't talk. We don't talk nothing. And then I give you a fee.
I'll give you a fee. The fee's understood.
Yeah, I'll give you a fee.
It's not a loan. You don't loan him.
Like a loan because I'm giving you all this cheder.
You're letting him the goods.
Yeah, it's like a loan.
Well, you're not letting it.
We'll soon see. It's like a little imbecile.
You're just giving them over for sale.
Mafkin until he sells it.
Yeah, okay, but it's like a loan because he has every right to keep it and sell it and make money out of it. Well, someone said, I know you deserve money. So we'll get back to some money business soon. The guy says his friend, and they told money by trust. I trust you. If I couldn't trust you, you can steal and I'll never know what happened. You could tell me you sold for 30 cents and really sold for 80 cents. So there's a lot of trust involved over here. And Bohemian the Chavedo, a guy says a friend, I'm an Asha, ain't look a lion, have no tinies to me, ain't look a love, no. So, Le Rav the Omer. So, according to Rav, that says, Anno Amri da Philobu, the Rav hold that everyone agrees when it comes to a no. You can't opt out of it because it's only a Suffolk Michil. Hamani, who's author of here, says, Mefedish in the Brice, that you could opt out of a no. Omer Abaya, Machvarta, we have to go back to the original thing that the Murray thought, that Rav Omer Kirabme, that Rav's whole din, that you cannot opt out of it, it follows a may, but according to Rav Yudah Taki, you could opt out of it, just like Sheikh Sus, and the same thing, this Rav Yudah is author of Braisa. Shul Rav Yudah. Rav Omer Lekasha. Kam Bistam, Kam Mefarish, what we said before. It depends if you don't say anything or you Mefarish it. If you say Stam.
According to this analysis,
yeah. There's an Issa side of it and there's a money side of it. But yeah. Why Yeribus actually is in Yerdea is a little bit hard to understand. We had a machlekes if you could. Remember, we had all machlekes in Baba Kama by Ribis. If the guy paid it to you, you have to give it back, or you shouldn't give it back because Ein Rucham Neichemenu. We had Ein Rucham Neichemenu. Shouldn't take it in the first place. But if you took, remember, we had Rucham. Anyway, we had a machlekes there. Whether Rav Amar Lekasha, Kam Bistam Kam Mefarish. If you stam say it, then you cannot opt out of it. But if you, even according to Rav, but if Mefarish, clearly, what do you mean? The Tanya Medwin, what do you mean? When does Rav say, or the Brice says, you cannot opt out of it, Stam? I will be Mefarish. What do you mean, Moichel? So, I'm okay, tell them, okay, Chayfet Zeshani Moichel, I want you to know Messiah. You're dead, Nibo Shane Shavu Mona. I know it's only worth 100, but I'm selling you for 200. I'm telling you up front, it's worth 100, but I'm selling you for 200. Al Menashe Ein Lochalayanon. And I spell out, you have no tinyness to me. Ain Lo Yolov No. Then even Rav is made, it's clear Mechila, there's no problem. This chayfet that I'm buying to you for $100, I know it's worth $200, and I know I'm cheating you for $100, but I'm in the condition you don't bother me. I know you're hard-pressed for money, so I'm prepared to give you $100 for it, and that's it. I'm a nasha, and look, I know you have no time, this to me. Ain't loyal, love, and there's no, I know. Tell him I'm glad. Now let's get back to this thing. Now this guy here, this is an interesting case. I have two deals with you. I have good schede and I have bad schede. So the good schede, I sell you the whole thing in one lot. I give you a good price and I sell you the whole thing in one lot and you pay me up front. The bad schede, nobody's going to buy it from me. So I'm going to say, do me a favor, take it. Sell any price you want and you pay me as you go. Then I have to give you a fee for selling the bad schede because you're doing me really doing me a favor as well. But I say to myself, or I say to you, you know what, the money that you owe me straight up front for the good schede, don't pay me straight away. You'll pay me the whole lot when you sell the bad schede. So for the pleasure that you have, or the benefit that you have to retain that money for another 6 months, and you have the use of that money to buy schede, that's your payment. That's what I'm paying you. That's like ribbis. Says the Gemara, because it's like a loan, you owe me the money, and I'm letting you, that's what's agonatid, I'm letting you hold on to the money for an extra 6 months for nothing. And use the money. So I should not then say the bad should be on faith and the good should be, you know, pay me the full price, but you know, whatever, discount price, but up front. You gotta be the same. The nice line, now interesting as well, when this guy does you a favor and sells you, you actually have to pay all of his costs. The nice is chag katuf.
Transport fee.
You pay him exactly the freight. Oh, it's chag gombel. If you need to hire a really expensive company who runs with camels, you pay him that. It's chag pundik. If he has to travel and stay in a hotel and meals and everything else, you have to pay. But chag atzmai einu neitel. In other words, if he has to hire people, you got to pay everything for it and deduct that. Let's say he sold it for $1,000. He tells you my expense was $250. You got to only collect $750. But he cannot say, but my time, I stood in, I sold it. That's the fee I'm giving you. The fee is for that. That's you know, but his expenses and his your own wages is not considered an expense unless you make it up chatchila. But otherwise, no, that's what the fee is for.
Well, you only have to pay his expenses, not wages.
No, because he took. He's a businessman. I gave him a fee. We'll soon see what the fee is. We'll soon see. So that's the arrangement.
A favor,
that's business.
A professional arrangement. Yeah. He's doing it for a panosa.
Yeah, what the panosa is, we'll soon see. What he gets out of it. He already gave him a full wage. Would you give him a full wage? You just said that he gives you back the full money he sold, minus the deductions. So where's his profit or wage? So the Gemara, Amar Papi, Bitzdruye, for example, by canvas, the standard is, do you have an arbal meya, 4%? He gets a commission, 4%. So I guess every item, depends what it is, there's an arrangement. This is an example. 4% of this, maybe 5%. That's canvas, clothes made out of canvas, which is a commodity, which I guess was Lufi Yerichid itself.
There's no notion of having a higher margin for expensive stuff like perfume, has got some crazy margin.
No, I'm talking about problem seller. I can't sell this. I'm talking about goods that are
nobody wants.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying generally, the whole idea of this in the six.
Yeah, because everyone's Michael. So everyone knows that mashke, grace, perfume, jewelry, you're paying grace. That's right.
So where do you draw the line? Do you draw the line? Vegetables,
you
only staple vegetables, but fancy vegetables you can make.
In today's world, because the way the business is, everyone is thing called market forces. First of all, there's no have 16.5% net margin is not a common thing. Ask a retailer right here. It's not a common net margin, so it's not so commonplace. So only a few kinds of products, like maybe perfume, we know the markup can be 300%.
Anything with a recognized brand or a luxury.
Brand. No, but they say the brand costs money. They have to advertise it.
But
they don't make it. No. They don't make a 6.5%. They're not making 6.5% net margin.
It's not a tangible cost.
Oh, you said it is. All that goes into costs. Marketing is a big part of cost.
That's the marketing, not the brand.
It doesn't matter. It's the whole. It'll benefit. Everything benefits from it. All benefits.
If you have a much fancier box, it might be the same perfume as another one, but because of fancier box, people are prepared to pay for it.
Actually, I said perfume is probably the only commodity in one or two others that you can, get a very hefty.
And special whiskey.
Oh. You always read in Choice magazine, they're always comparing the brand name perfumes by the age creams and compare the really cheap ones, and then usually the really cheap ones is as good as the better ones.
What okay. About if I buy a stereo from Lennox or if I buy a Panasonic? Is there
a Panasonic rips you off.
Exactly. It's a brand name. Everyone just pays for the name. Everyone knows Lennox is at least as good, if not better.
Exactly.
Van and Olufsen, that's serious stuff. Oh.
Mishnah. Just like we lost, we said that there's a no when it comes to objects, there's also a no when it comes to money. Remember, money in those days, the money had the full value, and over time money gets chipped away, gets fajavit, gets rusty and green and chris. It loses luster.
Think fajavit today, 20 cents is a 20 cents
because it's not worth 20 cents either.
The way they do metal now is a much more refined thing than then. It's very rough.
Yeah, but then the metal was like worth something.
Your credit card wears out also. You have to get a new one every few years.
Exactly. Exactly, yeah. No, I have three opinions here. No, even though normally we say shtus, maybe here's different. Rami says, arba isores, the value of four isores, isa le dinner. You have like this, you have a seller. A seller is worth two shkolim. A two shkolim is worth two dinarim. So a seller has four dinarim. Each dinner has six more. Rashi explains. Each dinner has six maw. Each maw has two pundiyin, so there's 12 pundiyin to a dinner. But each pundiyin has two isarim, so there's 24 isarim to a dinner. So one isar is a 24th of a dinner, but that four dinim to a seller. So therefore, four isarim to a seller, a 24th.
Or it's a soldika currency.
Isar is not isar talki. We're talking about this is the cheapest. The roll low isar.
Yumi, it's actually interesting because you got this currency in the Mishnah. When you've got
Amiloyim
talking in
Bavel. Yeah, it's
all the same. It's all the same.
We had a Kedushin of your Beis, I think Mara works through all the currencies there, if you remember. But also by Kesef Tzuri. There's Kesef Medina, there's Kesef Tzuri.
I'm asking here in the Mishnah.
But they're all very interchangeable.
I guess so, yeah.
Well, that's why you had the Kalboin, is the interchange coin.
That's right.
But
the thing is, these went to Bavel.
So I'm saying this is Rabbi Huda recorded this in Bavel, right?
No, this is
Mishnah. All Mishnahs are. So, yeah. Okay, so Roman money. Now, there's 24th.
Some is Greek money.
The Rebbe's times was Roman money.
Yeah, but they also have Greek coinage, like a drachma.
Yeah. That's later in the Mishnah. You don't have drachma. You have all these coins. Rebbe was with Rome. Okay, so the first day is the 24th. Come along, Rabbi Yehuda says, Arba pundiyas punyin ladinah. Okay, this is a generation for Rabbi, but so Rabbi Yehuda says that four pundiyas and punyin to a dinner. He says that it's a 12th, because how many pundiyan are there to a dinner? A dinner has six more, each more has two pundiyan. So a pundiyan is a 12th of a dinner, each pundiyan is a 12th of a dinner. So you have a pundiyan to a dinner, and therefore it's a 12th rather than a 24th. If the coin loses a 12th of its value, then it's considered a no. Come along, Rabbi Shimon, he says, no. Shmoina pundi, shnei pundi. You got to have a total of eight because a two pundi is another than a sixth. A sixth, two pundi is equivalent.
Bigger margin.
Yeah, he's equivalent of one more. Remember, there's two pundi in a more, so it means he should say a more. But a more is a sixth of a dinner, so therefore it's a sixth. Like any other merchandise, Rav Shimon knows there's no chilik between money or merchandise. The dinner might not be the same, which is the halakha of Rav Shimon. Says the Gemara, Admos Amutil Hagzir. Okay, when it comes to coins, we learn before merchandise, you go to a friend or relative. When it comes to coins, how much time do you have to say, hey, you cheat, the coin is worth less than what you say it is? Bekrochim, in the major cities, we have all these money changers, Ad Kadesh Yidr Lashukhni. Money changers everywhere you go. Bekfar in the villages, you might not have any money changers. Ad Arve Shabbosses. Till Friday. Why Friday? Because Friday everyone buys for Shabbos, so you go to a store. The store people the are Lufiyat Mumchim, and the storekeepers are Mumchim, and they'll look at, hey, this is not a $5 piece. It's too little silver on it. Im Hoya Makira. What happens? It went by Neder Shabbos, and a year goes by. And I recognize that this is the coin that I gave you, which I cheated you, and you gave it back to me. So Min Adin, I can say, hey, you know, after Shabbos, you were moichel me.
Coin.
After Shabbos, you were moichel me. You can't complain to me anymore. Okay. But since it's 12 months that go by already, I didn't have to give anything. But Midrash Chasidus says, Mekable Menos. I'm the one who gave it to you. The right thing to do is I should take it back from you. The Ein Lo Lova Tenomis. I have only tightness to you. What are you giving back to me for? That's all. Then, how it continues, you can use this money, even because this money can be used, but most people don't want to accept it, but it's still currency, it's hard currency. Even noist on the Maisa Sheni, you can use that money to swap your Maisa Sheni. We're not worried. Those people who don't want to accept the money are basically stingy people, and that's why they don't take the money. But Betzim, the money, the government still stands behind this money. So therefore, the money, Betzim is money. So the Tater, as far as the Tater is concerned, you can use it. This is called Kesem, and you can use this money to swap.
It's like a return early in the morning if you come to with big money.
If you give a torn $5 note to a store, the bank will take it, and the store will take it. I don't know.